This news update's being brought to you by Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. Also, Maurer Electric. For all your electrical needs, see the professionals at Maurer Electric and Bad Axe. Also, Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good afternoon. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Michael Metz was arraigned on Monday, November 3rd on charges of including delivery of methamphetamine, delivery of a controlled substance, and delivery of a controlled substance as a habitual offender, second offense. He also faces a separate count of delivery of methamphetamine as a habitual offender, second offense. His jury trial is set to begin 9 a.m. on March 3rd, 2026. The jury trial is expected to last 1 to 2 days, and bond conditions will remain as previously set. Two Kingston High School students now face criminal charges after a threat that led to increased police presence at school 2 weeks ago. Authorities say the FBI notified local law enforcement about an October 17th threat involving an AI-generated image that depicted a student with weapons in a school setting. Officers questioned two juveniles following the incident, and charges were later authorized by the Tuscola County Prosecutor's Office. Due to privacy rules, the identities of the students and specific charges have not been released, but officials emphasize a strict approach to threats against schools. And federal agents in Michigan arrested two men accused of plotting a terror attack targeting LGBTQ plus bars in Ferndale, a Detroit suburb inspired by ISIS ideology. Suspects Muhammad Ali and Majid Mahmoud allegedly purchased multiple guns and over 1,600 rounds of ammunition, training at a gun range and scouting venues that cater to LGBTQ plus community. Authorities say an unidentified minor played a significant role in the planning, which included discussions on encrypted platforms and in-person meetings to avoid detection. The FBI intervened before the suspects could act, seizing firearms, ammunition, and tactical gear during a pre-dawn raid on Halloween. Both men faced charges of illegally transferring firearms and ammunition with terror intent, and could receive up to 15 years in prison if convicted. Community leaders and advocacy groups have been raising concerns about the broader impact on Dearborn's Arab and Muslim community, urging transparency from law enforcement as the case proceeds. And we will return right after this.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator serviced recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it fires up and runs properly when the power goes out. It needs periodic servicing too, even if you haven't used it recently. Are you aware that Maurer Electric services generators? Call Maurer Electric of Bad Axe for all your generator needs. Maurer Electric is also your authorized Generac generator sales and service center. They sell, install, and service Generac generators as well as a host of other brands.
For Generac generator sales and service, as well as service on any make and model, call Maurer Electric and Bad Axe today. This is Nikki Melnick. Call us at 989-269-8171.
This is Warehouse Manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast, professional setup and delivery. We can even haul away your old furniture. Visit us at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we have one obituary today. Lois Marie Dice, age 94, passed away. Lois was born September 23, 1931, in Port Hope, Michigan, and on November 7, 1953, she went on to marry the love of her life, Arthur Dice. Lori is survived by her sister, Doris, and there's a funeral service for Lois that will be held on Thursday, November 6th at noon at St. Peter's Lutheran Church of Kindy. Visitation will be at the church on Thursday, November 6th from 10 till noon, and memorials may be offered to St. Peter's Lutheran Church of Kindy in memory of Lois. Condolences can be shared with the family at mcalpinfuneralhome.com.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator service recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it starts right up and runs properly when the power goes out. Even if you haven't used it recently, it needs periodic inspection and service. Maurer Electric of Bad Axe services most brands of generators.
This is Nikki Melnick. Maurer Electric is an authorized Generac sales, service, and warranty dealer, and we service most other makes and models. Call Maurer Electric in Bad Axe, 989-269-8171, 989-269-8171.
Write that number down, 269-8171.
And we're back with more news. California Governor Gavin Newsom scored a victory in a key fight over U.S. House control, reinforcing his reputation as an aggressive Democrat. Newsom's stay in the national spotlight intensifies talk of a possible White House run. The Democratic win is projected to boost the party's leverage ahead of the 2026 midterms. Newsom continues to advocate for redistricting and reform. The governor says the result is a message to President Trump, and political observers are watching Newsom's next moves closely. Canada's manufacturing sector is showing signs of recovery as the Purchasing Managers Index rose to 49.6. Industry leaders remain cautious but are optimistic the trend could signal the end of a downturn. Recent government incentives help boost production, and some sectors, especially automotive and technology, outperformed expectations. Analysts say employment could improve in the coming months, and economic policymakers are monitoring inflation and consumer demand. And that's been your news brought to you by Courtney Manor of Bad Axe and Maurer Electric. For all your electrical needs, see the professionals at Maurer Electric and Bad Axe. Also, Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Looking for a high-quality long-term care or rehabilitation service for yourself or a loved one? Look no further than Courtney Manor and Bad Axe, your trusted partner in compassionate care. Hi, I'm Ashley Prill, the Director of Nursing. Here at Courtney Manor, we are dedicated to you. We offer personalized care plans tailored to meet your unique needs, ensuring a comfortable, supportive environment for each resident. Our team provides exceptional care in a safe, welcoming setting. Rest easy knowing your loved one is treated like a family at Courtney Manor and Bad Axe. Call us today, 989-269-9983. Our team can help with verifying insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about your care options. We also encourage you to visit us for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.